No physical or organic changes are apparent in most of these cases of insanity, but we're still dealing with actual mental disorders. Is there a plausible reason why it couldn't be possible that an even greater group of mentally insane people that do not attract attention because they live amongst other mentally insane people are afflicted by the same delusions? Politicians, church dignitaries and their advisors? I base my call from the cosmos on this conclusion. I assert that there are hundreds of millions of people living on this beautiful planet that exhibit a homogeneous, dangerous mental illness that no longer attracts the attention of the masses, because it is a daily occurrence and because it exhibits an incredibly multilateral form of negativity. This dangerous mental illness is called war neurosis. As there are numerous people amongst these neurotics that hold positions of power, they utilize this power to satisfy their insanity. As man is never satisfied even after having reached his desired goals, his insanity continues to grow until he can no longer help himself and has to think and to act along these lines. The powerless must blindly obey the powerful and convert their murderous UGHTs into action. If one is initially not able to play a hot war, one will do so in a cold fashion. Man on earth does not feel part of his community, but like an individual that is persecuted by the rest of mankind. At any rate, we are of the opinion that man on earth engages in pathological UGHT processes. Man's consciousness is tarnished, respectively encumbered, by a constant mental inertness and underdevelopment. One can therefore not condemn the individual because he entertains UGHTs of warfare, because all of terrestrial mankind exhibits this mental defect to a higher or lesser degree. This is the only way this general insanity can be explained. In addition to this comes the fact that the leading echelon glorify this insanity, they turn it into heroism. The fatherland or motherland is kept separate from the rest of the community of nations. This isolation of a nation on the one and the same planet leads to a situation where a particular nation regards itself as a separate human race. All other nations are then in a sense only other human races with other customs and habits and other points of view. This again promotes animosities that can end up in warfare. You must finally comprehend that there are no different humanities on this planet, but only one single human race that isn't just restricted to this Earth, but found throughout the whole universe, that is to say, inhabiting many similar planets. The major powers on Earth would naturally like to strive for a world government. But every one of these world powers would like to take over the helm on their own. There is, however, one possibility to achieve this goal. Every nation supplies a representative to this world government. You already have something similar in place, but it is still too imperfect, because whatever this world government decides must be accepted. Those that continuously vote against the resolutions of this world government must be excluded from this government. There must, however, be a positive plan this world government can be guided by. If this world government decided to no longer condone wars, all nations must then disarm accordingly. This is the only way mankind on Earth can reach a level that can be called a true human level. A lot of trades and professions and many income opportunities are connected to warfare. Beyond this, those proficient in the field of mass destruction are rewarded with fame and generous retirement benefits. War is therefore not seen for what it really is, but seen as a specialist's field that presumes high-level qualifications and extraordinary courage in conjunction with high intelligence. This is why millions strive for this type of employment, but secretly hoping that they are not directly affected by it when things get serious. I would like to explain this aberration in more detail, because it is absolutely imperative that I am correctly understood. All human beings apply their consciousness within certain immaterial force fields that are arranged in different frequencies. All human UGHT processes are carried out based on this, and this includes all memory. Man is inspired from within these force fields, that is to say, mentally influenced or even subjected to suggestions. When man entertains bellicose UGHTs, he naturally approaches those frequencies that are also charged with the bellicose UGHTs of other entities. Consciousness is subject to the laws of magnetic attraction and a certain ability to seek things out. This is the reason why man's consciousness automatically interpolates with those frequencies that deal in every way with warfare, respectively with inhumanness. This is how mankind's UGHTs are involuntarily directed in this direction. The process is complicated. To explain all of this would fill a scientific volume. I do, however, hope that you comprehend the gist of my explanation. To put it in a few words, the misanthropic, murderous UGHTs of mankind on Earth are, with very few exceptions, cosmically controlled, and this according to a plethora of the kind of plans and UGHTs that have accumulated over thousands of years to create a cosmic reservoir that represents an enormous memory cache that is at the disposal of every human being that is a ready recipient due to their mental attitude. Every human being has invisible antennas and they can be adjusted accordingly. Every human being can actually be inspired by entities that inhabit the spiritual regions of existence. I have hereby elucidated that mankind on Earth, in its entirety, has chosen the wrong directions in its mental development. This mishap doesn't just affect a small number of people, it affects the majority of the human race. These are the decisive characteristics that denote the people on Earth, a terrestrial human race. The insane will assert that he is correct. He will always declare that the others are insane. The whole human race, with only a few exceptions, will also assert that justice is on its side. The people on Earth will always regard those as abnormal outsiders that seek an upward path in their spiritual development. There are a few enlightened ones amongst you that endeavored to provide mankind with material that points it in the right direction. This special, exemplary material is, however, disregarded by the masses. Not even governing circles take note of it, and only individual people with an inner compulsion for spiritual enlightenment do so. Instead of spiritual enlightenment, schools and universities deal with philosophies that are sometimes absolutely worthless, because they do not contain one spark of the objective truth. Pupils and students are, however, of the opinion that they are offered the highest truth. The moment the material deals with supernatural and extraterrestrial phenomena, it is rejected with a derisive smile as superstitious nonsense, because one wants to express one's mental superiority that is unfortunately only based on careless ignorance and dangerous stupidity. Our opinion does not deal with the population of an individual country, but is a neutral observation from an extraterrestrial perspective that includes the whole mankind on Earth. The population of this Earth is incapable of forming an independent opinion. Because one is aware of this, the public's opinion is suggestively influenced. You call this psychological propaganda. This is the reason why it is possible to present the greatest mistakes and even the most dangerous of vices in a positive light to inveigle and blind mankind. We see this influence with tobacco, alcohol, as well as fashions and the arts and also many other areas. As I have mentioned this quite often before, I will not repeat myself. I am, however, aware that my opinion, respectively the opinion of my fellow human beings, that is to say the human race I belong to, will not be accepted. Nevertheless, it is an irrevocable truth that has to be voiced in spite of this and this very forcefully. Governments entertain the point of view that youth must study. To one comes up with this under the premise that it is a good thing for the government to have the younger generation on its side. Students are easily influenced, easily agitated, and ready for any kind of ruckus. Students therefore represent an elite clique required for one's desired political direction. The students' UGHT processes are controlled according to plan. Students thus believe that they express their own opinion, something that isn't correct at all, because they are being influenced. As a political youth clique, they are expected to approve all measures taken by the government. If, however, an opponent makes an appearance, this clique is incited to fill the streets in protest. Students are granted scholarships for performing this good turn for the government, and it matters not whether they are particularly talented or not. As one likes to keep these political demonstrations up one's sleeve, one flatters these incapable young people and puts up with their greatest mischief and their awful insipidness. This is why we can observe this incredible brashness of adolescence. Middle. This is why lecture rooms at academies of arts smell due to a lack of personal hygiene. Middle. Their faces sport seedy beards that are supposed to feign professional pride. Their art and talents are beyond belief. I can assure you that if we occupied your level of development, we would dish out fustigation for these derailments instead of scholarships. I will select just one example. What does your design arts have to offer? To painters produce pictures of an absolutely schizophrenic character and they are lauded as the masterpieces of great talents. What is even worse is the fact that the people on this extraordinarily beautiful planet accept this schizophrenia uncontradicted. Well, do you actually no longer have any common sense within your consciousness? One tries to make the public understand that what the artist imagined in the process is important. What do you believe what such an incapable idiot, such a detestable loafer and paint dauber actually can imagine? I will not descend down to your level, and this is why I will restrain myself, even you gh. This takes quite an effort on my part. I will however tell you our view of art. I will also admit that you had a better appreciation of art at the times of the pharaohs, something we admired greatly. Middle. Art is a means to express oneself, and it comes into force when communicating through language no longer suffices. The artist, having to observe the beauty and harmony within divine creation, ought to enhance these august impressions even more in order to show them to his fellow men in the right light. He therefore mixes forms and colors to create paintings and forms with the correct harmonious representation that can rival divine creation. Do you believe that your artistic scribbles can rival the august beauty of creation? Those that believe this ought to enter an asylum of their own volition. Middle. Art is a superlative form of expression, a higher language, expressed by the sensitivity of the human soul. If one however believes that man does not possess a living soul, any comment is superfluous. The demonic behaviorism towards the beauty and harmony in creation can then be understood. It once again identifies your spiritual level of development. Governments of nations are the highest and the most responsible surveillance authority over the UGHTS and actions of the people in their trust. This is not the domain of religion, but these regulating authorities even support this terrible decline of the human spirit and human dignity. Enormous sums are spent that are lost to the abolishment of poverty and the support services for the aged. The comments I made in regards to the design arts also apply to all other trends in art, for instance to music. One has also moved along lines here that clearly show the level of your spiritual standing, and next to political insanity, clearly delineate the narrow-mindedness of your intellectual capacity. Middle. According to our observations made over you sands of years, music stems from the cults of priest, from religious dancing and from chants. Middle. The original music on your terror was the mysterious mantra, namely the acoustic formulation of sound that triggered supernatural forces. Middle. The chant of priests who expressed their reverence for God, thereby causing rapture amongst the people, developed from this later. Middle. Songs and complete concerts with their accompanying instruments came into being after further development. Middle. The most beautiful works are those that sprang from a reverence of God and from love. Eminent inspirations from the spiritual regions also played a part. What a disharmony and what inconceivable text designs are the order of the day these days. Middle. This is not music that makes people go into listening raptures over. Middle. This is not a higher form of expression designed to bring the harmony of the universe and all its stars closer to you. Middle. This is acoustical anarchy and a blasphemy in regards to the human soul's divine willingness to receive. This doesn't just destroy one's inner emotional state, but also one's consciousness's normal mental capabilities. Next headline is, a call from the cosmos. We sent in a, from the splendiferous planet Metharia situated in the star system of Alpha Centauri, come in our flying objects, those marvelous spaceships, to your fair and beautiful planet Terra in order to help you. A few sand years ago one knew ght that the Santina were a personal appearance by God. We, that is to say, our forefathers gave Moses, the leader of the Israelites, a message and a personal indoctrination. These commandments stem from the universal religion of the Interplanetary Brotherhood, but were however modified by the priests at that time. They all enjoyed their own spiritual guidance from otherworldly spheres. Middle. Every planetary human race that does not abide by these laws is faced with doom. Your holy scriptures mention the Santina. They are called cherubs, even UGH we are not angels. The Santina also approached Lot in order to warn him about the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. This message is a call from the cosmos. This message is a holy scripture. We turn to the people of this terror with all the emphasis we can muster. Middle. We turn to the responsible leaderships, to scientists, theologians, pedagogues and to the economic leaders and politicians as well as all high-ranked military personnel. Middle. We particularly turn to all chiefs of governments and all eminent dignitaries amongst mankind's leadership. Middle. We turn to all human beings that still possess a spark of healthy common sense. Middle. We also turn to those that have up to now hardly made prudent use of their mind. Middle. We use all our might to appeal to your global conscience. We are absolutely determined, come hell or high water, to change the untenable situation on this terror that can no longer be called humanely dignified. As invisible witnesses, we are informed about everything that takes place because of your war psychosis. We are aware of your entire inhuman, well, bestial research in all areas of satanic intentions to gain power. Our call comes from the cosmos, from an infinite distance, from a divine universe, and we ask the people on Earth to finally awaken from their deep sleep and to start to think more logically. Ezekiel 3:27, then when I speak to you again and give you back the power of speech, you will tell them what I, the sovereign God, am saying. Some of them will listen, but some will ignore you, for you are a nation of rebels. Ashtarshin, the responsible, say, but I say to you, you are a disobedient human race, one that does not want to join the universal community. Middle. Those that listen to my words will be helped. Those that disregard my words will not receive help. This is an irremediable universal law. Christ once said, those with ears shall listen. So I say to you now, listen carefully. This is a call from the cosmos. Use your common sense. Middle. Communism is an aberration and an injustice in regards to those it affects, because it is based on false insights and on absolute mistakes. I will however admit that it encompasses a number of things that are acceptable and that can be utilized to bring about a better future ideology. Middle. Democracy may not be a free-for-all. It is not a charter for the insane and mankind's parasites. In spite of this, I admit that democracy's basic elements, that is to say, man's freedom, is the highest goal of a peaceful coexistence. Freedom may however not be limitless, it must submit to order. Middle. Theology is based on dogmas and false interpretations that have nothing to do with God's actual existence. Theology has to acknowledge the spiritual realm first before it can acknowledge God, because God cannot be grasped before the human soul and its whole existence has been delved into and discerned. This is theology's eminent assignment, and this with the cooperation of the natural sciences. Middle. Science has the assignment to serve the truth. Truth can never be recognized as long as man plays a ridiculous and pathetic role in the eyes of science. Man does not just consist of a physical body. Man's actual and the most noble worth throughout the whole universe consist of man's immortal spirit. Middle. Publication media like the press, radio, television and film have to preserve all decency. They have to promote progress and not regression. It is not appropriate to present things in the wrong light. It also isn't appropriate to utilize indecent language in order to be popular. All publication media must always endeavor to represent the most significant educational medium. Their scenes and dialogues ceaselessly remain within man's consciousness. Everything remains recorded within the cosmos. Middle. Bringing up children has to utilize the truth and not lies. Character building has to start before children enter school. Middle. Industry has to make sure that all kind of children's toys in the form of lethal weapons are prohibited and removed from the marketplace. The whole potential war toys represent is to be destroyed. If governments are not even able to disarm the lethal potential of criminal war toys, what chance do they have of disarming super weapons? Schools have to introduce moral education right from the start. It isn't the sole responsibility of parents to make sure that children are correctly, that is to say, positively brought up. Schools also bear some of the responsibility. The curriculum has to be absolutely scrutinized, because it may contain enough incitement for negative and misanthropic UGHT processes. Children's stories must also contain examples of moral behaviorism, for instance that little Frank lies to his mother. Why does he do so? Is this right? As it is so infinitely difficult to change the adult generation, I stand here on this terror as a universal teacher and admonisher in order to warn you so that the next generation about to take control does not commit the same tremendous injustice on creation that you have planned and prepared over many years. Youth must be reared correctly and it must not be spoiled. Youth bears an even greater responsibility than you do. Youth can still be changed in time. It is not too late, but haste is required. The last headline is, Epilogue. At the end of this message from the cosmos, Ashtarshran transmitted the following verse during the last seance and he undersigned it with his signature, a call from the cosmos. Space is illimitable. Nothing fences it in. Eternally last the splendor of the stars, and eternally also God's might. People come and people go, their spirit timelessly remains. Therefore mankind take heed, do not hamper the progress of the stars. We thank our brothers from other planets for the transmission of this impressive and educational message. We also thank the mediums and all other co-workers as well as the otherworldly spirit teachers that have stood at our side with their help and advice and also took control over the required spiritual protection. We wish with all our heart that these words are taken serious. We wish that the future brings a peaceful coexistence between nations and races. We wish for a new, truthful religion with tea dogmas. This was copied from Psychoscientific Frontiers, the Psychic Peace Circle, Berlin, from the 60s.